Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And you better thank God for the man of God. You better thank God for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, I trust that you're excited about this day. And again, we just got to thank God again. Come on now, just thank the Lord. Come on, we can't praise him enough. We can't praise him enough. Can't do it. Can't do it. Amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! gentlemen, if you got up this morning, ladies and gentlemen, if you got up this morning and can hear this, can see this, and whatever you got, you just better thank them. We got to praise them one more time before we get started. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hope you're coming along with you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Bless your soul today. Bless you. I know that we are praying for you even right now. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to be here with you today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you put that number out there? This is Prayer Time. We ain't playing. This is Prayer Time with Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. 347 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559. Just text that out. Hey, we've been texting out even in your sleep. Some of y'all just be texting in your sleep. Put that number out there. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we'll be opening up the lines later on as well. If you do have a prayer request, feel free to hit star one later on the phone. Or if you have a comment, too, as well for Bishop, we'd like to entertain that a little later on. We'll open up the lines as well. So we always don't want to miss that opportunity because I believe, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet, I think most of you would agree that everybody needs prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw, as well. So we can't wait to hear what Doc has to share with us this morning. We thank her, thank God for her as well. And the entire Crenshaw family and your family as well, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Hey, our scripture today, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I encourage you to read the entire chapter. I'll be reading a portion of that chapter, verses 12 through 16, coming up here in a few seconds. But we do thank you so much for joining us. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us all across the globe, no matter if it's morning, noon, or night, or you're listening to this on the rebroadcast, we thank you so much, really, for joining us and sharing this out. But also, most of all, listening to the word from the man of God today in the prayer from the man of God today. So thank you, those who are listening and those who will be listening later on. Thank you so much for being part of the network. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hey, let's go to the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Chronicles 7, verses 12 through 16. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Amen. If I shut up heaven that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Oh, this is it. This is the familiar, one of the familiar scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's a good point there. The entire nation we're talking to, the entire world, turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place. Amen. Verse 16, ladies and gentlemen, of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 16 reads, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house, amen, that my name may be there forever. Wow, praise God, forever, ladies and gentlemen, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And that word perpetually, ladies and gentlemen, means it keeps going, going, going and going. Don't stop ever. Don't ever stop. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you would, in your spirit and in your heart, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again this morning. Bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We praise your name. We lift you up and we glorify you. Father, we thank you, Lord. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Father God, we thank you this morning. God, we ask you to move by your spirit. Father, we cancel every assignment and attack of the enemy. God, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are in a spiritual warfare. God, we thank you, God, that you will move on our behalf. We thank you, God, that you will deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare your word, so shall your word be, that going forth out of your mouth, it shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father God, we thank you right now. We people are healed, they are delivered, they are set free, they are mine. God, you have not given them a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God, for deliverance this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your protection, God, that your angels encamp about us. Father, we thank you, God, the Lord, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake us. God, we decree and declare your word this morning. Father, we pray against that spirit that come to destroy young men this morning, young women this morning. God, we thank you, God, that you will move in their, on their behalf this morning. We decree and declare it is already done. We decree and declare that no evil shall come near our dwelling. We decree and declare that your word is everlasting. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning. We decree and declare that you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our nicking in the chest out of the people's own, but with your stripe we are here. We pray for healing of the minds this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for deliverance of more than millions of God, of those that's on drugs, those that God are on alcohol, those that have all types of pornography. God, we pray against that spirit right now. We pray against that mind, God, that the enemy tried to take, God. We decree and declare, God, that you, God, your word say, God, that your word will not return, boy, but it will accompany that you plead. It will prosper into the thing where you sit it, God. You've said in your word where one, two, touch and agree and asking anything in your name that you will be there in the midst. And God, oh God, we pray this morning for families, God. We pray, God, for deliverance this morning. Father God, we pray, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for sound minds this morning. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for deliverance this morning. We pray for souls, God, this morning, that they will be set free today. Father God, we cancel their assignment in the attack of the enemy, God, that his plot, God, and his tactics, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your word. And Father, we thank you, God, that you will manifest yourself in such a great way. Father God, we thank you this morning. We praise you for it. And Father God, your word say one could put 1,000 to two could put 10,000 to flight this morning. We thank you this morning. Something of things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. Father God, we pray for our nation this morning, Father. We pray for our government. We pray for our leaders. We pray for pastors this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the congregation. Father God, we pray for the body of Christ, God. Open our eyes that we be able to see, God. Let us know that we are in a spiritual warfare. We are in a spiritual war. And Father, we must put on the whole army of God so that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Father God, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will manifest yourself. You will show yourself strong. You will deliver. You will set free. Father God, we thank you, God, as you cancel that assignment of the enemy, God, that plot, God. Name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. We thank you, God, for the protection of the families, God. We thank you, God, for protection of the children, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for the protection of the mothers and the fathers this morning. Father, we pray for families, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will have a mighty do a great work in this earth realm. God, we pray that revival will break out in our souls. souls. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, O Heavenly Father, that we will holler out an altar to you, God, in the name of Jesus, as we go along each and every day, that we'll have a prayer on our heart and on our mind. Father, we pray this morning, God, for protection, God. We pray, Father, for black young men this morning, God. We pray for families as never before, O Heavenly Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as the enemy of God has sticking up his head all over this earth, God, that you will move in a great and a mighty way, that you will pull down every stronghold, that you will destroy every evil work in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this morning, God. We pray, we pray this morning for God, for that man that have cancer this morning, that you will deliver that child, that boy, that woman that have cancer. We pray that you deliver them today, God. We pray that you will heal their bodies, God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Show forth your glory. Show forth your manifestation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will move. We pray, oh Heavenly Father God, that you will look on, God, the generation, the young generation, Lord. We pray for their protection, God. We pray that, God, that they will keep you in their lives, God. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, God, that you open our hearts and our minds to you, O Heavenly Father. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, in the days that we live, God, that you will move in a mighty way, that you will have your way in the earth realm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then you would hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sin and you will heal our land. Lord, we need you this morning, God. We need you as never before, God. We need you, Lord. We ask you to look on that child this morning that is hungry, that child, that mother that is hungry this morning, that father, God, that out of location, oh God, we ask you, God, reconnect, oh God, the family, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore everything that the caterpillar and the crinkle worm has stolen, God. Restore it, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your word will never fail. Your word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear. We will stand tall, we will stand firm, and we will decree and declare your word. Father, we thank you, God, that no enemy shall have our children, no evil spirit shall overtake our children. Father, we pray this morning, God, that you will move as never before. We pray this morning for families, Father God. We pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for families this morning. We thank you for mothers, God. We thank you, God, as you strengthen that mother this morning. Strengthen them, God. Encourage your heart, God. In the name of Jesus, God, look on those that have lost loved ones, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on them, God. Those that have lost loved ones for COVID-19 and all type of diseases by murder or suicide, God, we ask you to be merciful, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, cancel that spirit of suicide. Cancel that spirit of suicide. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against that spirit today. We plead that blood of Jesus against that spirit of God, of fear, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare your word, Father God. We thank you, God, as you protect those that are traveling this morning. God, protect them from danger, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you, God, that everything is going down, but your word shall stand forever, God. And we know that you're able. We know that you will. We know that you can. And Father, we thank you in advance for the miracle that you're about to open up. We thank you in advance for the door that you're going to open. We thank you in advance for those that are being healed and delivered and set free. We thank you, oh God, in advance for families being bound together in unity, God. And Father, we give you glory and honor today. God, we honor the mothers, oh Heavenly Father. We honor them, oh God. We ask you to bless them and strengthen them and encourage their hearts, God. Father, we glorify you for this time. We praise you, God, as you have sent your angels to give them charge over us, God. We thank you that no evil shall come near our dwelling, and no plague shall be able to overtake us, God. And we thank you. We walk by faith and not by sight. We pray for that single parent this morning. We pray for that child this morning. We pray for that man, that woman this morning. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you will move on their behalf, God. We give you glory and honor. All go to you. No flesh shall receive any glory, God, but it goes to you, and we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, as a voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, praying for us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, praying for your home, praying for your wife, your husband, your children, your great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and your city, your state, and our country, and even around the world. Thank you so much, Bishop, for this powerful word this morning in prayer. Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 We cannot do without the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We can't. It's just not possible. We just cannot do without the Lord. Lord, we just give you praise this morning. We give you praise and honor. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. At this time, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for joining us this morning. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and a blessed Saturday morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful prayer by Bishop Crenshaw. I want to reemphasize the word of the Lord in the prayer that says, put on the whole arm of God, that we may be able to stand. And the key word is be able to stand. What is it going to take to stand in such an evil day? The word of the Lord is very, very, very clear that we need to be protected from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet against the wiles of the enemy, against the tactics of the enemy, against the trickery of the enemy. I say it again, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And the scripture makes it so clear, praise God, how we should be days of such evil and such wretchedness that's going on in the world today. He teaches us clearly to put on the helmet of salvation. Praise God, that means we need to protect our minds. Protect our minds. How does the scripture tell us to protect our minds? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When your mind gets to swing on those things that are not in alignment to God and his word and his will, you need to talk to yourself and tell your mind to come back in alignment with the word of God. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus, the breastplate of righteousness. But what is that protecting? It is protecting the heart of me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew within me the right spirit. Your heart is the spirit of you. Praise God. Your heart is the spirit of you. Whatever is in your spirit, whatever is in your heart, is how you're going to react. Is how you're going to react. So our hearts need to be protected. How? By the word of God. How is that? By constantly asking God, keep my heart right, God. Keep my heart right, God. Keep my spirit pure, God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Praise God. None of us ought to be so proud that we can't repent. When there comes a time that we need to repent, we need to just say, Lord, help us. Help me, God, in this area of my life. Praise God. Better now than later. Better now than later for us to be able to recognize those things in our lives. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to help us in. So that would be so proud that we can't repent. We ought to be repenting daily, laying aside every weight, and sin that so easily beset us daily. This is a daily walk with the Lord. And the scripture says, let our groins, praise God, be girded about with truth. we what? Be girded about with fruit. What is in your growing area? About what's in your growing area? That is the area where your reproductive organs are. And we need to be conscious of whatever we put out there is going to be multiplied. So whatever you release out there is coming back to you. So we need to be conscious of the fact that I want my life to multiply with good things and not with bad things. Good things and not with bad things. We need to be totally covered from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And blessed be the Lord, our feet. Our feet shall with the preparation of the gospel of peace. God, direct my path. Pray, man, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man. Oh, Lord, let my heart be pure. Praise God, let my mind think on those things with the love of you and of a honest of a good report so you can direct my path. I don't want to go in the wrong direction, Father. I need you to direct me, Lord. Praise God. So let my feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, not of evil. Praise God. Not of discord. Praise God. Not of hate. Praise God. But of the love of God. Praise God. So we, praise God, that know God. Praise God. Understand the tactics of the enemy. Praise God. We must gird ourselves. We must cover ourselves. We must pray daily. Father God, put us in the bubble of the Holy Spirit and let your anointing and your power cover my life, cover my family, cover my home, cover my children. In the name of Jesus, bind every subtle evil attack of the devil, because the Bible says that he's going to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking, looking for whom he may divide. Somebody ought to decree and declare, but he ain't going to find me and he ain't going to find my family. In the name of Jesus, he can keep on seeking. But praise God, when he get there, he's going to find the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God. Praise God. And he's going to find a sword, praise God, in my hand. Praise God. Praise God. A sword in your hand to cut up every evil of the devil. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. So be encouraged. Fight. The good fight of faith. Praise God. If you ain't willing to fight, you ain't going to win. I'll say it again. If you're not willing to fight, you're not going to win. And sometimes we just need to fight with a praise. After you prayed, you just fight with a praise. I say this again. After you have prayed, you fight with a praise. That means you get praise. Oh, man, put that praise on your lips. Praise God. Put praise in the feet. It's got to dance. Amen. And step on the devil's head and give God the glory. Because the enemy takes the power of praise. God bless you. You be encouraged. Praise God. Speak peace, grace, amen, and mercy on the future of your day. Praise God. Bless every mother out there. May God bless you as you thank God for your mother. Those of you that have mothers, thank God for your mother. Praise the Lord. Give God the glory that she's still here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. For many I'm going on, I miss my mother to this day. Why? Because she was a prayer warrior. She prayed. She sought the Lord. And she had eyes to see. She had eyes to see. Praise God. We don't always have to agree with our parents. And nobody said nothing about you agreeing. Praise the Lord. Nobody said nothing about praise God. But there's one thing about it. Praise God. The respect should be there. And we should be praying and knowing that God is able to cover us in the times. And sometimes, praise God, our seniors can see what we don't see. And we ain't trying to see and don't want to see. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we thank God for all of the mothers in Zion, the mothers in the church, and the body of Christ. Thank God for those mothers. I'm grateful for them today. They're still on the inside of the younger women. We find today, praise God, none of the old women still trying to be, praise God, praise God. They ain't trying to be seasoned with no wisdom. Praise God, they're trying to be 15, 16, 18, and 25. Blessed be the name of Jesus. But thank God for the aged women and the elder women that God has put their seasoning and wisdom on the inside, praise God, of us, that we may be able to instill into the younger women, praise God, those things. Because the older women are going on now, those of us that, praise God, are the baby boomers, we're moving into that realm of the elderly and those who are able to speak life into the life of younger women. So let us take our place in the kingdom and be ready to fight and put on the whole arm of God. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Hey, man, Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, just joining us, as the voice of Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Powerful words, Doc, and we agree. I agree. My household agrees. Everything you just said and everything Bishop prayed this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you received the word this morning, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you so much from that area. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a prayer request, I want to be sensitive to that. Hit star one on your phone if you have a prayer request or comment. before we go back to Bishop. So thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you today. As you know, Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. He is Lord forever. Lord forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop and Dr. Mission is about our wonderful, wonderful people, all the people that thank the Lord and preach the word of God each and every day. I want you guys just call them, thank them, everybody. We're talking about your apostles, your prophets, your teachers, your pastors, and evangelists. Call those. If you have those in your life, call them and thank them. Thank your pastor. Thank your minister who has given that word out each and every week for you in Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. Thank them. Thank them. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. We thank God, Dr. Crenshaw, that in a word of encouragement this morning, a word of exaltation, and we give God the glory and the honor as we continue to pray and seek the face of God. Continue to pray. Pray, God, continue to build a fire, our altar, with God and out to God, that God will continue to move greatly in this season of our life. That God will continue to move greatly in this season of our life. May God continue to bless you and keep you is our prayer. We are praying for you that God will bless you and will bless this Mother's Day that is coming up on tomorrow, all Mother's Day, will be blessed. And blessed and have a great time in Jesus' name. God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Bless you and Doc today. Thank you so much for all you do for the body of Christ and all the families around the country and around the world that are connected to you through ministry. So we thank you so much for who you are and what you do. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Once you have, as Doc mentioned, we want you to have a great day today, ladies and gentlemen. Know that God's in charge, Jesus is in charge, and we want you to take the power of the Holy Ghost with you each and every day. Don't play with that. Take them with you every day. Amen. Amen. And don't forget to lay hands on yourself, ladies and gentlemen. That was in the word today. Don't lay hands on yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. And take charge of your entire household. As Dr. Crenshaw mentioned earlier, ladies and gentlemen, there is no reason the enemy can take over unless you give him permission. So we ain't doing that. So we're just using the word of God each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. And he won't even come near your dwelling, come near your home. And he's protecting our children, our grandchildren, our mom and dad and uncles and aunties and all our family members are covered because we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us on Network. We want you to always remember to out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. And, of course, we know Jesus is Lord. And I wanted to pull up a song for Bishop and Doc that Doc mentioned a few programs back. So we trust that you enjoy this song tonight from Pastor Alfonso Bowen. I will trust in the Lord. God bless you.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I I am. hear my grandmama say, who is going down in the grave with me? Who is going down in the grave? Oh, who's going down in the grave with me? When I die, come on, let me hear you.
Serve the Lord. God bless you. Have a great day, everybody. Jesus is Lord.